What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Temperatures have dropped below freezing again after we had that brief warm-up today, and we saw some of the snow melt, but huge piles of it still remain all across South Louisiana. I'm Dave Cohen, along with Mike Dettillier. Coming up later this hour, we're going to check in with the Louisiana Department of Transportation and Development and find out when will we finally get the I-10 open through our region. When will we finally get the causeway open, bridges and overpasses, and be able to move about once again here in Southeast Louisiana after yesterday's historic snowfall. That's all coming up here on WWL. But right now, Mike, we got to welcome in Deuce McAllister, the Saints color analyst and Saints legend, joins us now here on WWL. Deuce, how'd you make out in the winter storm?
Pretty good, and I got to give a shout out to the WWL team for the coverage that has been given throughout. We'll call it this snowstorm, this whatever name we want to give it. It's been obviously unprecedented, and it's amazing to see. But I have had enough, and so snow, you can go. It's time for you to go.
Yeah, I think a lot of people feel the way you do. It was really pretty. It was neat to be a part of history, but enough is enough.
Yeah, and so unfortunately, it looks like when you look at, I think it's next week or maybe in 2 weeks, there's another cold Arctic blast, maybe possibly approaching. Hopefully, our weathermen, and I don't mean, and weather ladies, I don't mean to be mean, but you know, normally you're only right 50% of the time, and this time I'm hoping that you're 50% wrong in 2 weeks when it's supposed to be another Arctic blast coming through to us.
Well, they got this one right, so let's hope that, you know, the next one is wrong, especially since it's going to be right around that little football game we got coming to New Orleans called the Super Bowl.
That's exactly right, and so intrigued about that, and you know, I think obviously there's a lot of excitement for the city and then the teams that are vying for that opportunity, and you know, just some of the head coaching jobs and that have been filled, and the Saints still in that process, and actually the weather slowing them down on interviewing some of those potential coaches, not being able to get into New Orleans. And so that's unfortunate, but you know, that's just a part of something that you have to deal with when you can't control the elements.
Deuce, your thoughts on the Aaron Glenn going to the Jets? You know, and I think he was up on the list for the Saints also, no question about it. And you knew him as a player, covering the team, and certainly as an assistant coach. But I'll get your thoughts on Mike McCarthy, because you know, Mike's been in this league a long time. He was with the Saints as an assistant coach in coaching the quarterbacks, offensive coordinator, and worked with Aaron Brooks, Jake Delhomme. Even Mark Bolger was here. Now, Mark didn't stay long here, but then, you know, he had a decent career with the Rams, and he goes on to become the head coach with the Packers and also with the Cowboys. And for a lot of people, man, I hear a lot of negativity about Mike, but my thing is, man, look at his record. Again, playoff record with the Cowboys has not been good, 1-3. But, man, it's hard to win in this league. And when you win 12 games, three straight years, I also thought he did a really nice job elevating the play of Dak Prescott at quarterback. And last year, he was winning games with Cooper Rush at quarterback. I thought the biggest hit with him was in the offseason, he lost Dan Quinn, his defensive coordinator. He became the head coach with the Washington Commanders. And Jerry wanted Mike Zimmer. And when Jerry wants something, Jerry gets it. Zimmer becomes the new defensive coordinator. And that team struggled from start to finish on the defensive side of the football. But your thoughts on Mike?
So it's a new year, 2025. And you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different?
How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Well, I'll give you AG first. Obviously, I want to congratulate Aaron for taking the job with the Jets team that drafted him. First rounder, played there 8 years, left, became a scout for the Jets as well. And, you know, obviously a lot of people remember him for AG was a teammate of mine. And, you know, AG obviously coached here in New Orleans. But, you know, people feel that he didn't want to come back because of Mickey Loomis. That's not true. But hey, you know, people have their opinion. They can say what they choose. He made a decision that he felt like was best for him. And so, you know, the Saints, obviously he was on the list as far as a coach, but you didn't get a chance to kind of get him in the building again, if that makes sense, after their season was over. And so first, AG, you know, congratulations to him. And, you know, you're happy for him because he was a guy that was eventually going to get that opportunity. And so he got to choose where he wanted to go. And, you know, he chose the Jets. And so for the Saints, having the opportunity to, you know, interview some guys, Mike McCarthy, who I played for as well, so I know Mike really well. And I think a lot of the dislike with Mike is probably the recent bias, or at least the dislike for the Cowboys. But when you look at the book of work, if you put his resume, you put Sean Payton's resume, you put Mike Tomlin's resume, and you take off the names, they're going to be very, very, very similar. All have won a Super Bowl, all have been to multiple playoffs, and, you know, you have success and losses in the playoffs, but all of them have that. And so, for me, Mike would be a guy that's high up on the list. I'm not making a decision for the Saints. You know, that's something that they're going to have to do, and they've sat down and they'll interview those guys. They got to find the fit that they feel like is best for this team. You know, and for me, knowing Mike, knowing his system, he's willing and able to change. He is going to, you know, at times he allowed Kellen Moore to call plays. Kellen Moore is now obviously the offensive coordinator, and the Saints have interest in him, offensive coordinator for the Philadelphia Eagles. Mike has called his own plays. He's done it in Green Bay. He's worked, he did it in San Francisco. He's did it in New Orleans, even going back to Kansas City. And so some of the quarterbacks going back, like you talked about, Aaron Brooks, Jake Delhomme, Mark Bolger, even Brett Favre, you know, back up and when he was in Green Bay, even I can't even think maybe it was Dilfer and he had Hasselbeck. you know, some of the guys that they had all up in Green Bay, and to be able to work with them and have some success. And, you know, he's a good coordinator. He's a good head coach. But like I said, you know, you look at Dallas not being able to win the big game, and, you know, ultimately that's going to fall on Mike. But if you know the team and the structure, you know, Jerry has a lot to do with that as well, as far as how it's structured. But at the end of the day, it's about players making plays out on the field.
Deuce, we talked about the AFC Championship game, and I ain't betting against Pat Mahomes. No, listen, you ain't won no money if you betting against him. The only time he's been sort of clipped was Joe Burrow, and they had a decent defense back then for the Bengals, not like they do today. But the one thing I think that gives the Bills a shot here, and certainly Josh Allen's a big part of it, but Joe Brady brought to the table a running game that the Bills didn't have before. Their running game really was Josh Allen running the ball. Now you look at the way they can run the football, and you just can't rely on Josh throwing the football 40 times in a game. You got to be able to give some balance there offensively. And I think that's the one thing you got to kind of tip the cap to Joe. He was able to come in, and a lot of the same sort of concepts we saw when he was at LSU that got put in, and Clyde Edwards-Helaire was really successful running the football there, are there with the Bills. I think they got a fighting chance. I would never pick them against Mahomes, but I think because they have a balanced offense, and you couldn't really say that in the past with them, gives them more than a fighting shot against Kansas City.
Yeah, and I agree with you, Mike. I wouldn't give them a fighting chance. It would be higher than a fighting chance in this game, but I'm with you. I'm not picking them to win, but I wouldn't be surprised one bit if they do win that game. The elements won't bother them. I mean, you know, Buffalo, New York, so they're going to, you know, cold wind, whatever. That won't bother them. Them having the ability to run the football will definitely help them. I'm intrigued by the cat and mouse game that will be played between Joe Brady and Spags. And so Spags is a blitz heavy. He's a blitz heavy DC. That's what he likes to do. But will he choose to do that in this game? I mean, and for me, Buffalo is probably a better 12 team. But I don't know if they will live out of 12. They're going to get into the best personnel. You know, that's two tight ends. They're going to get into the best personnel sets that they feel like they have an advantage against KC. And so injuries will play a part of that, just because you're so deep into the season. And so, you know, for me, I like Kansas City probably in a close, wacky type game. But I wouldn't be one bit surprised if Buffalo goes in there and they pull it off.
And, Deuce, we're running out of time, but quickly on the NFC side, Commanders, Eagles, who are you picking in this one?
Yeah, home team, the Eagles. I mean, you got to watch the health of Hurts, just because he did get banged up. But, I mean, if he can turn around and just hand the ball off 20, 30 times to Saquon Barkley, I mean, the Eagles, they're the strong team. But Jaden Daniels has been on a heck of a run as well.
All right, Deuce and Mike both believe the Chiefs and the Eagles are coming here to New Orleans to play in the Super Bowl in a couple of weeks. Deuce, thank you so much. Stay warm tonight, this last pipe-bursting potential cold, hard freeze tonight, and we're glad you're doing well through all this historic snowfall and everything else.
Thank you, Deuce.
Thank you.